Good morning. We are opening up this Friday with mostly cloudy skies and locally dense fog in spots. In fact, the visibility is down to a couple miles or less across parts of the area, especially those that saw significant rain during the day yesterday, that extra moisture producing the fog early this morning. Although we are starting a drying trend, and that trend will continue through the morning, and we're expecting to see the fog mix out, and with the clouds breaking up, but partly to mostly sunny skies through the second half of the morning and into the afternoon, which will allow temperatures to respond. And after starting in the upper 50s and lower 60s, most everyone will reach the middle and upper 70s with a few spots in the lower 80s by mid to late afternoon. That dry weather will continue into the evening hours, although the next disturbance is quickly approaching from the west, so clouds will increase after dark tonight. In fact, there's a decent chance that we pick up a few showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder before the sun comes up tomorrow. That disturbance is a potent one, and it has a lot of moisture associated with it, so scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible from time to time during the day on Saturday. It will not be an all-day steady rain. However, we will have the opportunity for some stronger storms in the afternoon as high temperatures reach into the upper 70s to around 80 once again. Easily the better day over the weekend will be on Sunday as we dry it out, and with a mix of sun and clouds and low humidity, highs will be in the mid-70s. That new area of high pressure will dominate the weather for the first part of next week. Full sunshine on Monday and comfortable humidity, a nice late summer day with highs in the lower 70s. And on Tuesday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds ahead of the next system, and highs will stay in the 70s. That next system will bring a renewed chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, what is now Tropical Depression Laura continues to weaken as it moves northeastward through the mid-Mississippi Valley and into the Ohio Valley, and then crosses the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow. Laura will bring heavy rain, strong thunderstorms, and gusty winds to locations along and near its track, with both the Storm Prediction Center and the Weather Prediction Center highlighting slight risks of severe weather and flash flooding, respectively, before it eventually exits the East Coast as a post-tropical cyclone early in the day on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 46 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and fog, 57 degrees, the dew point 57, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Brawley, California, to a low of 29 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston, mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 58, that's 10 degrees below normal. 0.4 of an inch of rain in Albany yesterday, 5.05 inches now for the month, which is 1.97 inches above normal, and 22.89 inches for the year, which is 2.88 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 98 set in 1948, and the record low 42 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:36 p.m., 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with scattered showers likely by morning, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm by morning, lows in the mid to upper 60s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 80. Increasing clouds with showers and possibly a thunderstorm by morning, lows in the mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 80. Increasing clouds with showers and possibly a thunderstorm by morning and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and possibly a thunderstorm by morning, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds, dry on Sunday with low humidity, mid-70s. Sunny, lower 70s on Monday. Chance of a shower late in the day Tuesday, otherwise increasing clouds, lower to mid-70s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms again on Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.